Yeah. Oh, he's got it.
I'm all like,
yeah, he's looking.
Okay.
Dave, what happened to you? Susan, what happened to your cannon?
Oh,
called a fire. They shut it down.
Okay. Thank you for coming to Paradise Town Advisory Board. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue combine two or more agenda items in consideration together. Hang on for a minute. The board council may remove any item on the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioners, BCC, or the Colquitt County Planning Commissioners, PC, for a final action. Please turn off all phones or mute cell phones or any electronic devices that you have. Please take all private conversations outside the room. You can either go here or there. You can come back in at any time. With a 48-hour advance notice, we don't need that because you already have had it. Supporting materials provided by board council members for this meeting may be requested by Ms. Helmo here at 702-606-0747. Most board members are here besides John Williams. And then can I get staff introductions? Oh, no, we're doing Pledge of Allegiance. Sorry, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm moving forward, trying to get everybody home.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. Do I have to note that he's excused? Because I didn't say he was excused.
Yes.
Okay. So just for the record, we want to make sure that John Williams is excused from attendance. Do we have introductions at this time? Public comment period. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak as individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward and announce your name, address for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Can I get approval of the minutes for November 25th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for the November 25th, 2025 meeting.
There's a motion on the floor to approve minutes for November 25th, 2025 meeting. All approved?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Moving forward, can I get approval for the agenda for December 9th, 2025? And I don't know which.
I'll make a motion to approve this evening's agenda with no holds or changes.
There's an approval on the for agenda today's agenda item for December 9th, 2025. All approved?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Do we want to hold off on the informational items? Do we have any? No. Okay. We have no informational items to give out tonight. And we're going to start with the agenda. The first one is UC250668 Fashion Show Mall LLC. Pullover use permit to allow vehicle rental facility in conjunction with an existing shopping center, Fashion Show Mall, on a portion of 42.8 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located west of Las Vegas Boulevard, south and north of Spring Mountain Road within Paradise. Is the applicant here? Okay, so we're going to hold that until the end of the meeting. We'll call it back. Okay, agenda item number two, PA257-00047-County of Clark, plan amendment to redesignate the existing land use category for public use PU in a mid-density suburban neighborhood MN on a 0.12 acre portion of a 0.70 acre site generally located south of Warm Springs Road and east of Topaz Street within Paradise.
Hi, my name is Nathan White. I represent the
motion involves the friend amendment, and number three is also part of the same motion.
Oh, sure. You want me to read it? Let me read it really quick. ZC250745, County of Clark, zone change to reclassify 0.12 acre portion of a 0.7 acre site for an RF20 residential single family 20 zone in an RF3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located south of Warm Springs Road and east of Topaz within Paradise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so this application of the plan amendment and the land use that are changing. And it's kind of a unique site in terms of draft between the Duck Creek improvement and what would be our project to the east and the wall. And so when you're going through the entitlement for the project to the east, it was noticed by the county and the concern of the county of Rockland that there would be this void that kind of hourglass shape of the property where we're worried that a trash or even vagrants would come back. And so this application is the first step to get it involved or incorporated into the backgrounds of the lot. And so it has to be consistent with the lot. So we can see if this is granted by the county and these applications approved, it would just extend the backyard to what the and kind of eliminate this. At the application, if you have any questions or questions or comments.
Okay, let me open it to the public. Is there anybody that would like to speak on this agenda item at this time? Seeing no one, I'm going to close it to the public and open it to the board. Does anybody have anything?
I'd make a motion to approve items 2 and 3 per staff recommendation.
There's a motion on the floor to approve 3 and 4 with staff recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you. You have a good night. Okay, moving on to item number 5. ET.
Four.
So sorry. I'm trying to get us home, you guys. Sorry. And item number 4, AR25400130, UC240490, SDE LLC, Use Permit, First Application for Review for a Massage Establishment in conjunction with an existing office complex on a portion of 4.6 acres in a commercial general zone with an airport overlay, a Maryland Parkway overlay, generally located south of Flamingo Road and west of Spencer Road within Paradise Walk.
Good evening. I'm Turk Kennedy, KIRKDUNDY. I counsel for the applicant, 815 South Casino Center Boulevard, in downtown. This is on for an application review regarding my client's special use permit. This is a massage establishment in Las Vegas, a private massage and spa that's been in operation since approximately 2018. They have a very good history as far as compliance with county code, with Nevada law, no metro involvement. In fact, this business, unlike some others I've represented in the past, this is an example of how it's done. Done properly, legitimately, in full compliance with Nevada law and Clark County code. They don't have this negative history that sometimes you have to deal with clients of this type. This business has been running well. They have this special use permit, which is expiring, and we're asking for it to be extended with a time limit. Staff recommendation agrees with that as well. We ask for your consideration for that.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, we're going to close it to the public and open it to the board.
I'm in agreement with eliminating the review time. This gentleman's been here many times.
You're still here.
We're trying to get her to retire. She doesn't want to. She loves this too much.
So I would make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions, which doesn't include waiving up for the lease.
So do I need to note that, or just can I say with preliminary staff conditions?
Yeah.
Because it's in staff conditions. Okay. So we're going to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
It's good to see you, Ms. Phillips.
Nice.
I know you're always here.
Okay, agenda item number 5, ET25400119, UC230515, Carmela Adrena. Use permit for a second extension of time to allow service bay door to phase a street. Waiver of development standards for the following. Eliminate screening for the mechanical equipment. 2, eliminate gate setback. And 3, reduce the trash enclosure. Oh, it went up. Sorry, guys. I'm buzzing. Why did you
not miss it all the
budget? It's just, okay, well, I'm just going to go in here because now it's freezing. Okay, EC2.
I am there, right?
Number 5.
Yeah.
Okay. ET, I had it the first one. ET254-00124-AR23-400123-UC21032. Erber LLC application for review for the use permit of second extension of time for the following. Swap meet, fairground, and a recreational facility with accessory food and beverage and retail sales. Waiver development standards for eliminating landscaping design reviews for the following. Swap meet, fairground, and residential facility on a 4.6 acre in a CG commercial zone, generally located west of Boulder Highway and south of Indio Street Avenue within Paradise. Well, make sure you state your name and address for the record. And if you want to use the mic.
Steve Anderson, 4700 Boulder Highway, here for ERBRLSD. Just ask for a extension of time for the land development on the back of the property to be completed. The landscaping on the front portion of the property along Boulder Highway. For the back portion, we're asking for a extension of time. We're trying to figure out how to actually do it, so that we can create a way to prevent the homelessness from coming over the wall where our property is, and once we do this, we develop a safety net. So we're running into an issue with that.
I'm going to open it to the public. I'm just waiting.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, and we'll open it to the board. How long do you think, are you consulting with a landscape company, or what is exactly the, I know you said with the landscaping and the homeless and the...
Well, the issue was, some trees back there, we have problems with the homeless jumping over the wall, but now it's going to be out in the wall, and it is a financial issue. So we're trying to see if it's a different way, but it wouldn't wait for us to...
Without raising the wall to have it. Have you go ahead.
I'm just confused what the trees have to do with the homeless jumping over the wall.
Well, when you put the trees there, they start sleeping.
Shade?
Yeah.
Well, they're only going to be like this big to start with. There's not going to be a lot of shade. And you've been delaying this for several years now.
Anything that's back there, we keep it all clear. Mm-hmm. But anything that's back there, we have a problem. It's not just an amazing point. It's anything that's in the back of that property. We don't even use the portion of it. It's a large portion of the property. We keep it clear so that we can see everything.
Well, the county's recommending denial because it's taken you so long to figure out something to do with the landscaping.
Yeah, I think it's been going on since 2003.
So, to me, it's you're risking your whole business for something small item like trees because you're worried the homeless are going to sleep under. And the homeless are going to go anywhere they can find a place to be, whether there's trees there or not. And so, are you willing to just say we give up and close down the business because you don't want to put up some trees?
No, we have no choice to do it.
Well, but you've had more than 4 years.
Yeah,
that's a long time to figure out a problem.
But it's a serious problem because our business, it operates off of the retail merchandise outside, so it's outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a desire to come further over the gates if you don't take the steel thing.
But that really has nothing to do with trees. No, stealing things is a different problem than sleeping under trees. And you don't know that because you haven't put a tree in yet.
All the other two, we cut them down in the area and we don't have a problem with it. And we like, even in our front landscape, we have to keep it cut down so that they won't be able to come to that front of the car. But
you're coming here, you've known, because it takes weeks to get in front of us, so you've known that you've got to figure out something, and now you're to the point that you've come several times and they can just shut you down. Just shut you down because you don't want to do landscape or you're cutting down the trees. There are other ways around homeless. I'm a property manager. I deal with homeless all the time. So there's other ways around.
Quick question. Because he's asking for a waiver, it says eliminate landscaping. So if you come in for the extension and asking for the waiver, I'm going to ask for your expertise on that because it's on the back of it.
Yeah, but that's why they were denying it.
And now he wants a waiver, so.
Yeah, but they're denying that too.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's 15 feet, correct? It's on the back of the property.
Go with putting the wall up and getting the wall raised.
Well, how long is that going to take?
Right.
Yeah. Have you even started the engineer? Have you started to make sure the wall can? Have you done any of that?
No.
So that's what she's trying to say.
We
you've had.
To make sure that we can get it, you know, that it would be okay. We got to plan to get it.
But you've been. It's been on since 2023. You started the waivers of the landscaping.
Normally, when people come before us for a second extension of time, there's a plan in place, and they can say, we are going to be breaking ground at this day, and we are going to be finished at this day. Based on what you're saying, it sounds like you're not interested in doing the landscape.
No, we are interested in doing it, but just at the time, we just couldn't get it done.
So when is it going to get done?
Do you have a date in mind that you're looking financially to be able to say to the board that, okay, by October of next year, let's just give a hypothetical, that I'm going to be able to engineer the wall, make sure I can build the security, and put something in the landscaping? Because if not, I really don't think that the extension should be given, because you're not giving us any. We're not moving forward with you. And you're,
yeah,
so.
I understand what you're asking. Yes, that's not an issue. If you can have by the August of next year, we will have.
That just sounds like an arbitrary, I pulled it out of my head answer.
No, it's not, because we do it after this summer.
Well, okay. That's to put the landscape in or to build the wall by August?
To build the wall.
So you're saying the completion, you're wanting the board to give you until August of 2026, and you will have it 100% completed per what they're saying you have to put in your.
Well, I tell you, if we come back by August, we won't have to have this discussion. At least it would be at least 80% of it. Because I can't count for, at least we fit right. But
I think I know you're not going to lie. I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to make a motion for denial only because there was no. You didn't present anything to us for the second waiver. So I think when you come back in front or go to the commissioners or you need to have a plan. It needs to have some kind of engineer done on the wall so we know that you're moving forward. I mean, even if it was just a statement of estimate that, okay, this is what the land company said that we're going to do back there. Show us a plan. And then we'll say, okay, when can you get that done? But you didn't even bring any of that. So that's a hard thing for us to go, sure, we'll just give you, because people have to do it when they have commercial projects. Just like she's saying, she manages it. She has to put the landscaping. That's part of the code. And the reason we have the code is because then everybody would have to do the same thing. If you, for 2 years, do not do it, then it becomes like, why? Why do we have to do it if he doesn't have to do it? So I think I'm going to make a motion to deny, and I'll take a vote and see where you are. All in favor?
Aye.
And all opposed. So Art, we denied, but you still move forward. My recommendation is when you go to the BCC, that you take something. Take a progress plan. Take a landscaping plan. Take an engineer plan for the wall. Anything you can take to help you out. Because we're just an advisory board, so that's what I would give you a heads up to succeed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay. ET25400128UC230637, Las Vegas Valley Water District. You submit first extension of time. The public utility structure consists of a pumping station, electrical substation, and fences and walls. Waiver of development standards for the following: waiver off-site improvement sidewalks, reduced throat depth, increased driveway width, and allow pan driveway. Design review for the following: public utilities and structure, pump station, and electrical station, and two finish grade of a 5.19 acre portion of an 18.15 acres in a public facility PF zone, generally located north of Moat Hill Avenue, east of Hazelcrest Drive, within Paradise. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin Rocky. With the Southern Nevada Water Authority, thank you all again. Thank you for having us tonight. 8903. We're here tonight with another reliability project for your consideration. At this time, we're seeking a time extension for a project that was actually already approved by your board and approved by the board this year in May 2023. And we appreciate planning staff's recommendations for approval and hope that you also are agreeable. The Marshall Pumping Station is part of a Stage 2 reliability project that's ready. The proposed site is on the south end of our existing Camden Reservoir and Pumping Station off of Flamingo. This is within an interior Flamingo Press, Flamingo, the freeway, and then there's Marshall Pumping Station. This large area is our existing Camden Pumping Station and Reservoir, and then the new proposed pumping station is within this area to the south. So, true to its name, the new pumping station will provide reliable backup water delivery in the event of an outage or emergency. Once complete, the pump will push water through a new pipeline connecting two large transmission laterals to form a nice redundancy loop right through the heart of Paradise. This is how we maintain our world-class water delivery system with these reliability projects and preventing issues. And I'll point out the two laterals I'm talking about. This is the Whitney lateral, here is the Sidman lateral, and then this red arrow points to this missing gap, this missing loop here, and what we're proposing is the Marshall Pumping Station at this site. It will connect, it'll send water to the Sidman lateral through this new pattern that was also proposed. So that kind of gives you an idea where a beautiful water transmission system here in the valley. We will continue to work diligently with our design engineer, our planning staff, and council reviewing agencies to keep the design moving forward. Just at this time, we need a little bit more time for these reviews and the adjustments that we need to make. I do have dates, and we're expecting to start construction in 2026. And that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public, opening it to the board. Nothing?
Madam Chair, I move to approve with preliminary staff conditions.
All approved to approve agenda item number 6. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item number 7, WS250641, SG Island Plaza, LLC, Attel and Nakash, showcase in LLC waiver development standards for reduced setback, design review for the existing and proposed retail kiosk in the in conjunction with an existing shopping center showcase mall on a 1.82 acre portion of a 6.0 acre site in a TR commercial residential zone within an airport overlay, generally located east of Las Vegas Boulevard and north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise. Do you want me to read both of them together? Okay. SBR 250642 SG Island Plaza LLC. Is it Etel and Nakisha? Nakish? Is that how you say it? Showcase? LLC sign design review for the following: increase the area of wall signs, electronical signs, and increase the area of roof signs in the proposed retail kiosk in conjunction with an existing shopping center showcase mall on a 1.82 acre portion of a 6.0 acre site in a CR commercial residential, resort zone within an airport overlay generally located on Las Vegas Boulevard, south of north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
Each allocation is related to some new kiosks and one existing kiosk that we'd like to name title. Right out front of the showcase mall. The showcase mall is the one directly from the NGM, the COBOL, and the NML. So on our site plan, we have three kiosks. Two here, which are the new proposed kiosks, and then the existing kiosk. Here. This is a tip for last kiosk that was approved back in 2018. It had a year review, which the applicant did. Following that review, they added another review for 5 years, which they do in 2023 and release of the craft and movement. So we're back to re-entitle that kiosk that still exists. And then the two new kiosks here are very similar to the kiosks that were approved at the Boulevard, just north of it. We had about 6 or 8, I can't remember the exact, the same exact ones that were approved here. So what we're doing on the new kiosk is we're removing this Marshall's subway entrance that's no longer being utilized, and then putting all of the pedestrian pavement down, and then placing those two kiosks here. So we have a waiver for setback for these two kiosks at 6 feet from the property line of the right-of-way. So while it's only 6 feet from the right-of-way property line, the actual walkway for our street doesn't start until here, because all of this landscaping is technically within the right-of-way. So the kiosks are really at 6 feet from the landscaping area. We shifted these up a little bit so there was, if there was room to circulate around both of them, because you have doors on the left side, so there was a little bit of extra room. From the kiosk to our actual building is 23 to 27 feet. The minimum required is 18 feet. So we're past that. We have significant room in that pedestrian easement here that it won't end in true there. For the signage on the new kiosk, so essentially what we're asking for is a wrap signage around the bottom portion of the kiosk. So everything is highlighted in yellow, essentially here and then this side. The door, the roll of doors do not have any signage on them. And then these orange signs would be just wall signage. And then the roof signs that you in the application are the top 3 feet that wrap around the entire kiosk. So I don't have any actual images of what will be because we aren't finished yet, but we did want to show you exactly what that's going to be. And then this is the existing tip for the kiosk. We're not changing anything here. We're just asking to keep the existing signage and location as is. You can see it's back up to this bus stop here. So we do have that setback waiver again for this one, but it's blocked. Appreciate staff's recommendation. We worked really hard on this one with us. It's a little complex, so appreciate that. And thank you so much.
Okay. Anybody from the public that would like to speak on these two agenda items? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and opening it to the board. I don't have it. Does anybody have anything to say? Okay, so I'm just going to make a motion to approve agenda items 7 and 8 with the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you for making it easy. Okay, number 9, SPR 250891, SG Vegas Owner LLC Sign Design Review to increase the area of animated signs in conjunction with the previously approved comprehensive signed plan for existing shopping center on a 9.46 acres in a CR commercial resort zone generally located east of Las Vegas Boulevard, south of Harmon Avenue within Paradise. And just state your name and address for the record.
My name is Crystal Turber with Williams Sign Company. We currently have an Alberta at 3747 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Suite 32. We are asking for a few signs that aren't a part of the Master Sign Program. Well, we're having two animated signs on the two corners. The mall itself allows up to 88 animated signs, but this location wasn't given any animated signs, and that we're really would like to have those two signs on the corners. The other signs are the wall sign. We're going to have a wall sign on the east elevation. We're asking for an increase on square footage. And then the canopy sign. In Title 30, they allow canopy signs, but in the master sign program, they didn't have any canopy signs as part of it. So we were asking for that. The sign A and B on the corners will be the animated sign. There will be two of them, the light blue, and that's why it's considered an animated sign. And then the letters will flash. This is the illuminated wall sign that exceeds the square footage on the elevation wall. It's at 780.5, so we're expecting 14 square footage for that one. And then our UV5 canopy sign.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public and open it to the board.
Where are the palm trees?
I'm sorry?
Where are you putting the palm trees?
They're right in the south elevation. I believe, yes, the south elevation.
You like the palm trees?
I like them.
Are you talking about like the actual trees or the
the cross, the live ones? If no one has an issue, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? You're good to go. Have a good night. Okay, number 10, WS250799 Tropicana Land LLC waiver development standards to reduce electrical vehicle EV installed charging spaces in conjunction with the previous approved recreational entertainment facilities, the ballpark on a portion of 35.11 acres in a CR commercial resort zone within the airport overlay generally located north of Reno Avenue and east of Las Vegas Boulevard within Paradise. I think that's what really
in honor of Susan from her, and I also thank you because y'all still talk about your feet when I came through to get the original ballpark approved. As a reminder, the garage sits in this southeast corner, and at the time, it was a waiver on the original application. So it's 75 EV parking spaces. And it really gave us a lot of food for thought about how many spaces we really should be providing. lighting in this garage. I mean, it can be recognized that there are some people who obviously drive about their vehicles. There could be some opportunity, but we don't agree that it should be 75. So the application in front of you further reduces the number of EV parking spaces to a total of 22 in this garage. And staff, we are very appreciative of that, is recommending approval of that.
Okay. Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing one, no one, we're going to close it to the public and open the door to Susan. You want to take this one?
I wrote out my
in honor of you.
Told you so.
You have no idea how involved it is and how much we re-talk about that whole entire hearing and what came out of it. It's all the time.
I appreciate that sometimes I can't help. If
and
no
they
one,
listen. Someone hears us.
I'm so excited.
If no one has any comments or questions, well, I have.
Oh, okay,
I
go
have
ahead.
A comment.
Okay.
Why did you take it down to 22? You don't think 75 will still be that many vehicles? That's all I see here.
I'll say it maybe in a slightly different way. It's a pretty significant energy consumption on the site, and we already have a lot going on with making sure the pool and the post ballpark is air conditioned and temperature cooled. So we had a combo of both things happening, looking at the power sources and, quite frankly, prioritizing the ambient temperature within the ballpark. And then we also looked at, it's kind of an excessive number. I mean, the way the code reads is the EV capable and the EV provided is a percentage of how much the code requires for a certain use. So because our use is a 30,000 seat ballpark, the numbers were really jumped up pretty high as a percentage off of that, which we reduced. And then now you guys have probably seen the side or driven by it or seen it on the news. We're going vertical and tightening everything up. There was an administrative design review that went through that actually added another kind of pulled a lower level of the garage, added it to the top, but we didn't get any taller than what we showed you. So they're really tightening everything up, and it's part of diving into those numbers a little bit more in detail. They just felt like the number 22, there were many calls about it, but the number 22 would be the right number. It's an estimate, yes, but they felt like that was the right number.
I don't know if you were here.
No, she wasn't. Remember. It was you and
so
I at that one.
The, one of the comments I made is that when the county says you have to put these in for these users,
right?
If you and I don't have to rent the car. If I go to the car, I don't expect to fill up my car with gas at the ballpark. So why should they be obligated? It's quite expensive to put in these EV units and the power sources they're needed. Why are they required to provide it so someone can charge their car while they're watching the ball game? You know, you have to look at, equally across the board, and private owners shouldn't be required to put them in.
And the facility next door, too, is going to have some, too. I was told when I looked at how many they're going to be required to have, so you're going to have an adjacent property on the corner just joining with them in a development, like kind of like the T-Mobile, am I saying that right, T-Mobile? And so you're going to have more over there, too. So if somebody wanted to charge, there's more opportunity for that they're going to be required to have as well. So in that adjacent area, you're going to have theirs plus on top of that other one. So I double-checked on that. I totally
agree. And you're going to see those entitlements. There is some process of going back and forth with staff right now. I would imagine it gets to you maybe end of January. You're right. There will be some additional parking within that they are
required.
If anything, because I'm dealing with Tesla right now, I'm putting 20 of them on one of my properties. But the deal is Tesla pays for everything, and they pay me the rent every month to have them there. For the county to say you have to put them in is
costly.
It's not right, in my opinion, to a credit point. So that's why I said that's the So I'll make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
That's it.
a wonderful Christmas.
Same to you.
Happy New Year. See you next year.
Be safe. Okay, we have to go trail back to agenda item number one. Is that applicant here? No. So do I?
I'm chair. I have a quick thing.
Okay.
This item was secured for the board at the October 28th meeting. There were no show, and they were told to come back on the 11/25 meeting where they again were no show. This is their third no show, and in light of that, I would recommend that we move to deny
okay.
the application entirely, and we'll make a motion.
Okay. You're going to
make a favor of that.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to deny agenda item. You want me to do that? Okay. UC250668 Fashion Show, right? Fashion Show Mall LLC. That's weird. Holdover use permit as allow vehicle rental facility in conjunction with an existing shopping center, Fashion Show Mall, on a portion of 42.8 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located west of Las Vegas Boulevard, south and north for Spring Mountain Road within Paradise. And do I have to open it to the public, even though they're not? Okay. And then is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. And then we already have a motion because of this is the third time that this agenda item or application has not shown. We're going to recommend denial. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Any general business? We're not, nothing? Nope. Okay,
no.
So comments for the general public will be heard at this time. Devoted comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, or jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, we vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be timed for 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. If applicable, clear your state, your name, and address, and please spell your first and last name for record. If any members of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by the majority vote. Do we have anybody from the public that would like to speak? Hi, welcome, and thank you for staying. Just go ahead and state your name. Oh, good. We like to be entertaining. Just state your name and address.
Kelly Kahn, KELLYCAHN, address 7739 Radcliffe Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here as kind of a preemptive thing. There's a new owner in a home in our neighborhood that is advertising that they're open up like a doggy daycare. On RV, they don't have a business license, they don't have a pending business license application, they haven't applied for it. They're supposed to start business this Saturday. So I brought you copies of the petition that we circulated in our neighborhood for everybody to post it. And eventually it's going to end up here because they'll have to get something to approve the business there and make it wanted to be the ahead of time that everyone is
supposed
to
do it, other
than the people
who thought. Have you called, I mean, are they running the business out of the home now at all?
Not yet.
Not yet. So you can't do code enforcement.
They're going to have a soft grand opening Saturday. And then, so we're kind of preempting.
Are they promoting it by flyers and advertisements?
Promoting it on their website, which
okay.
Okay,
so we're just going to take the documentation and note it that you did a comment. Okay. Thank you for coming. Yes, I appreciate you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and.
She's the best person.
Yeah.
You have to share.
Okay. You have to share. Okay, anything else? Anybody else that would like to speak during this period?
Hey, folks.
Hey, how are you? State your name and address, please.
Thomas Hager, 925 Ambrose Drive. Las Vegas, Nevada, 8916-8913. I'm a neighbor with this gentleman here.
Okay.
It's in regards to this
doggy
people trying to start with business. Do you hear that?
We heard it from him.
No, but do you hear that? See how quiet it is?
Yes. Okay.
That's how we want to keep it. That's how quiet it is. I oppose them starting the business. Little bit of tidbit, both these homes just sold. They're $1 million homes. So the gentleman that lives, that just moved in Thursday, Friday, I wish he was here, found out that these other people want to start this dog boarding, grooming inside $1 million house. Don't know that. I oppose it. I'd like to see that we could follow the all the law and oppose and stop this before it gets started. That's my request. If you could look into the matter, that would be
I think that she your best bet is
they're already looking into it.
Yeah.
A lot of them are now asked over to your neighbors. And they started a code of questions from public.
What?
I don't know what they can do
can,
to prevent it, but I know they're
can they have in that area, because I know in my area they can do a use permit for certain, I have a guy that does a mobile thing. I mean, but he doesn't house the dogs. Can they actually, for their knowledge, can they actually have a use permit out of that, on that address? That is coded, I mean, is like, is that a no-no for them, period? Or can they? Okay. So if it's just them?
We don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
To have a address.
So they haven't gotten even that far with you guys. Okay. I was trying to give you a little more headway on it, but.
Kind of a startling, kind of a sneak attack. I moved in and started this. It's a great, it's just a great neighborhood. It's kind of its own pocket of custom homes. And we don't want to see the traffic come in. We don't want to see maybe though. I live on the horseshoe part of the neighborhood. There's two ports to the west, and the horseshoe is to the east. Any of them walking dogs?
Okay. Well, she's the one you. Yep. She's got your.
We're just forcing
you. I appreciate you coming.
She
worked directly
for the commission.
Yeah.
my first time to town board here. So there's a lot of activity here to be ingested. All goes on in Paradise.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we're only one of the boards, but thank you for speaking.
Okay,
our next meeting.
Oh,
I apologize. I am so sorry. Just state your name and address for the board.
My name is Tom Hirsch, HURST. Mike N. Ambrose Drive, Las Vegas 89123. I live in this neighborhood we're talking about. And these people are just going forward like they already have their business. They have a very elaborate website. It's registered. If you search their street address on Google Maps, it comes up as Parks Vegas, which is their business name. They're ready to go. They're soliciting money, memberships, and so forth and so on. No one in the neighborhood even knew about this until a few days ago. And here they are buying a house. Frankly, if they could afford a $1.4 million house, they can buy a rent or lease a retail property like everyone else that wants to start a small business. So you're not even business with people dropping off dogs for daycare for overnight or grooming. Their stated business hours are 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays, slightly shorter on weekends. The traffic in our neighborhood, you don't even have sidewalks. People walk in the streets with their kids and their dogs all the time. We do not want, they've got 7,000 square feet outside the house where they want to have dogs. I can't imagine that they're just going to have two or three. It's going to be yapping and barking all the time. This is just ridiculous. It's inappropriate totally for a residential neighborhood. So,
thank you for coming and speaking.
Thank you.
Okay. And you have all their information. Okay. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak on any? Seeing no one, do you have a comment? Are you good? Okay.
No.
Seeing no one, we're going to close it to the public, and we're going to next meeting will be January 13th, 2026. Can I get a motion?
Madam Chair, I would move to adjourn and have a good holiday and New Year.
And to all of you, and thank you for coming, and have safe holidays. And all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? What'd you say?
A long time.
I know. That's what Blanca said. You're gonna be there tonight, right? You have the whole. She's like, you have a lot of.